Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And if you're catching this on a digital platform, we would ask that you would share this far and wide. You know, what the Biden administration, actually, we should say Biden and Kamala standing in front of their puppeteers, what they're not telling you is your money is becoming worthless. And not only that, it's soon going to crash. And you're uninsured. Do you hear what I'm saying? You are uninsured. And this could be the most simple post I have ever made. Excuse me, but ladies and gentlemen, I am not joking. I am not joking here. You could be days away from total insolvency if you're dependent on your bank. And this has led me back to Noble Gold again. Again, I, you know, got paid for something and I'm diverting that money into buying silver. And when I get paid again from something else, I'm going to divert that into buying gold. And I'm buying the coins because the coins are exchangeable. You can use them much like you use coins. A lot easier than the bullion, but the bullion has its place because it's a placeholder for your money. And, you know, I'll get to Noble Gold in a second. But ladies and gentlemen, this banking situation we're in right now, we have reached the cliff of insolvency. And I believe if the banks go over the cliff, we're going to see perpetrated false flags with the vast numbers, hundreds of thousands of terrorists, all these CHICOMs we have in the country. We're going to see total chaos, martial law, no election. You know, they say that before Elon and Donald Trump's conversation, because it wasn't an interview, it was a good conversation, a really good one. It's going to be heard by over 100 million people. You can believe all the hype with the fake polls and the fake crowds and the CGI imaging to promote and all the fake polls. You can believe all that crap if you want from the lying legacy media, but numbers speak louder than BS. And you have over 100 million that are going to experience this conversation. I don't know if they can cheat enough. And they have polished up this turd to look better than she is. Okay? But pretty soon, that polish is going to wear off. And what it really is going to be exposed. They can't keep this up for 84 days. They can't. They can't. They need a major distraction. And I'm fearful that this is the distraction. Now, clearly, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. We're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. They're a great sponsor, primary sponsor of what we do, because I believe in them. I've been a customer for 6.5 years. We're getting closer to 7 now. I put all my faith in what they do. Operating capital of the bank and a little extra, but I'm diversifying every time something comes in. And if you have a retirement in your bank, don't be a damn fool. Get it out. You leave it in, you're a damn fool. Because they can take that under the Dodd-Frank law of 2010, just like they can take your bank accounts. You say, well, they wouldn't do that. Okay, well, I'm sorry. Break open a history book. Go to the part of the book 1929. Look up bank holiday and then work a few days backwards. There should have been a revolution in this country right then. I couldn't believe how Americans, so civilized as they are, hoped the system would work its way out. But it did not. Hey, I'm raising my hand. My mom came from a wealthy, well-to-do family. She was a baby. Her family went from riches to rags overnight. And you've heard me say, on that side of the family, relatives of the Ford, yeah, Henry Ford, who the creep that he is, and the family, the creeps that they are, no lending hand, no warning. He knew it was going to crash. And he sure didn't tell his relatives. They lost everything and they didn't get anything back. And you won't either today. The precedent has been set. The people that planned the Depression in 1929 and pulled their money out before, and that's your key, are the same ones are going to do it again. They're going to do it again to you. People say, will they really do that? Yeah. Yeah, they will. The Federal Reserve will tell you now there are 63 banks on the failure watch list, but they won't tell you which ones they are because you don't have the right to take your money out. You might cause the bank to crash. Other people might do bank runs. They can trap your money in the bank. And this is why don't go there and say, I'm taking all my money out. You're going to get resistance. What you do is you simply diversify with precious metals. And I use noble gold. And when we are off this interaction here, I'm going to be doing another action with noble gold. Now, silver is off the charts. It's off the charts. We're going to see over a 200% increase in silver before much longer because it's the darling mineral of the climate change hoax stuff, but they're still going to do it. Even if Trump, by some miracle, manages to stay alive and get elected, they're still going to do it. Gold, 81% climb in 4 years, and we've just begun because as the dollar dies, gold will rise. This is really an important time. Now, here are your hardcore numbers. There's $8 trillion that are uninsured in the system by the FDIC. Go, wait a minute. No. They say that they insure every account up to $250,000. Well, they can say any darn thing they want because they're liars. They work for this administration and they lie about their lies. The fact is, the numbers tell you the truth. There is exactly $128 billion in the FDIC. Oh, wait a minute, $128 billion. That leaves $8 trillion uninsured. Do I have your attention now? Tell me in what level of math can you say 128 billion is going to insure 8 trillion? If the banks go down, folks, it's going down. Oh, and you can bet that this is why the elite are buying record amounts of gold and silver. They're getting into crypto. They're building bunkers and shelters for the riots that are coming. It's up to you. You can be fooled, or you can simply look at the numbers that are publicly available. And the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says the banks can cushion their fall. They can keep your money. They can keep your retirement. They can keep anything associated with the bank. You're an unsecured creditor. And that $250,000 insurance, that means nothing if you don't have the funds to back it up. If your car insurance company was going out of business and you had an accident, my policy's active for 4 more months. Think they're going to pay? Well, same thing is true here. You are SOL if you stay with the bank and you think they're going to be okay. My bank is really good. It's all of the banks. It's all of the banks. Why do you think they didn't lower the interest rate? They'd love to. So Kamala can get up there and say, I did this. No, they're trying to keep it afloat as long as they can. But they're on the Titanic, and all they're doing is rearranging the deck chairs. Hey, I want you to sign up for our newsletter. All you have to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com. So it's the same name that you see here, just .com at the end. And on the right-hand column, the second widget you find is the newsletter form. All you got to do is put your email. You can put your name if you want, but that's optional. Put your email and we'll include you in everything that we do. You'll get a mailing once a day to your email box that'll include our shows, radio, TV, social media, articles, some by me, some by others, and they all have the consistent theme. One, identification of problems. Two, coming back with some solutions. So I would encourage you to go there, sign up for our newsletter today. And also, too, we've got a really good TV show because it's solution-based. That makes it unusual. And what we are about is informing and solving. And the world's major social media sites, they said it's a really good show. We're getting 5-star ratings. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv. That's thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you back here next time. Do something with that money. And you say, well, Dave, what do I do? Don't leave us hanging. Okay, good. I'm glad you stayed to the end. DaveHodgesGold.com. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. You'll get an instant, really easy to read, very short prospectus about what Noble Gold can do for you. And then there's a number there to call. And you get experts, not, I'd be happy about a month. You can't understand the word they're saying. Kind of like technical help with social media. Fluent in English and fluent in common sense and fluent in economics. DaveHodgesGold.com. There's your answer. There's your answer. The system crashes and you've got food, water, guns, gold, silver, ammo, okay? Natural medicine, you've got all that. You're fine as long as you can protect it. That's another question for another time. That's why I'm saying you need to form collectives in your neighborhood. And that's really the next element. But the gold and silver can get you through this. Make sure you have food and water. You know, I got to make this perfectly clear. And I know for a lot of you come here, you've already figured this out. But I stand to expose the unholy, the satanic, the illegal, and the unconstitutional. And then we hope to give solutions to bring hope and unity and collective action against the tyranny of the Bolshevik communists that have taken us over. That's our mission here. And along those lines, I'm going to talk about something we encounter every day. And I'm going to issue the most grave, the most stark warning I can. And I'm going to be as blunt as I can. And I hope that these words are taken seriously. And I hope that many of you can redirect your viewing and listening habits based upon what I'm going to expose. My name is Dave Hodges. I am the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we need you to amplify our efforts because we need to put millions of feet on the street to counter this Bolshevik communist takeover. And we're down to 83 days and counting. And we may not have that long. I mean, once the other side determines that their lies and media manipulation are not going to be enough to carry the election in combination with their gross cheating, well, all hell's going to break loose. And I'm sorry to tell you, there's no way around this. We are brought to you by the NanoSoma spray of the Magic Dicol products. Yeah, I came down with a something or other virus. My whole family did. And it's pretty debilitating. It truly is. And some of my family that doesn't use the NanoSoma spray are still suffering. Those of you of us who did use it, doing a whole lot better. Yeah, I went to the gym last night, had the most difficult workout I've had for some time. I'm feeling it today, but I'm basically over this. And I'm telling you, it's nasty. We've had family members have this for 5 and 6 weeks. I had 3 days where I just was tired, lethargic, had a cough, a little congestion, but it's pretty much cleared. I'd say I'm 98% out of the woods. And you can have the same kind of effects because, see, this product enhances the vitamin C in your system. You can't produce that on your own. You have to get it artificially. We're the only mammal where that's true. And then, of course, it keeps the nuclear receptors open, which is great for health. It increases the length of the telomeres, which is connected to longevity. There's nothing like this. And you've heard my testimonial from when I was really sick and I was on death row and how I recovered to be more functional than I've been in over 2 decades. So you too can have the same thing and be the very best version of yourself. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I say this as bluntly as I can. And it hurts me to say this because it does impact some people that I think are good-natured people at heart, people that I know, people who I've had a relationship with, either presently or in the past. But I'm just going to say this bluntly. The mainstream media is your mortal enemy. It is your dire enemy. They are serving interests that want 90% of you gone. There are people who own the media have said this in writing. Oh, like media mogul Ted Turner gave 50 million to the UN, what, about 35 years ago? CNN. Yeah, do I have to go any further? The mainstream media, six entities control 98% of it. Guess what? We're the 2%. We're the 2%ers. And not all of us are as purely driven as the snow. We have infiltration. We have people to appear to be one way and they're not. And one of the ways I can tell you they are, you can do the YouTube test. When they get away from saying things that supposedly got me banned, although I've never been given a solid reason, you got to raise your eyebrows and say, okay, that's strike one. Strikes two and three come if they don't give you viable solutions and their only intent is to raise your fear level. Okay, now there's another possibility between just raising your fear level without helping you or giving you alternatives. And it's because it's clickbait and they may be telling you something that's true, but they just want to scare the hell out of you to keep you coming back. They want you to get the adrenaline rush. I told you what we're about here. We're about exposing the unholy, the satanic, the illegal, and the unconstitutional, and then to give you options. That's our mission here. And that's the mission of my colleagues, whether it be Sarah Westall or Paul Preston. You've heard me talk about these people a lot that I work with, that we do collaboration with. Scotty Sachs is another one. We are about those things. And what I'm telling you right now is if you don't turn off the mainstream media, you're still going to think stupid things. I have family members that through the years, and some of them are immediate, and most of them are more distant relatives, but they've seen through the years I've been right. Gee, Dave, what you said 10 years ago, that's really coming true now. That's why I said it 10 years ago. I could clearly see what was coming, not because I was smart or I pried open and saw deep, dark things that no one else saw. I just did the research and I said, I can see how they're going to use this to enslave us or eliminate us. And this is probably going to be a timetable. And I said within a decade. And I said a lot of the things that are happening now back in 2013, 2014, I really accelerated those warnings in 2015 and 2016. The mainstream media, everything is fine. The economy is great. The inflation's only 2.9%. Well, first of all, let's just round it up and say three, okay? Let's assume their numbers are right. So you have 8 years of horrible leadership at, say, 3%, which is a gift. That means that your money is now worth, get $100, now worth about $75. How do you like them apples? Do you think that your wages are going to go up that much? No, they're not. We are poorer as a nation. Yet the media lies to you. Since The Biden-Harris administration has come into office 3.5 years ago. We have seen gas prices more than double. We have seen groceries go up an average of 25 to 30%. I don't need to tell you this. You're shopping. You know this. I saw a heartrending ad for Trump, and they were interviewing a lady. I'd say she's in her 50s. And she said, I got to make a decision. Some nights I don't eat so my kids can. That's the America we now live in. Third world status. But they lie about the inflation, and the government lies. They don't count the price of food like you don't have to eat, and they don't count the price of gas like you wouldn't have to drive to work. I mean, those are the two most fundamentally operating factors in America. The price of energy affects the price of everything else because everything that we take in, unless you go to a farmer's market, and even that's transported, but everything is transported by oil. They lie about that. They cover up government wrongdoing. If it weren't for Tucker and Dan Bongino and people releasing videos of Senate and House testimony with key figures like from the FBI and the Secret Service, you would know, or you wouldn't even have a chance to know, that the attempted murder of Donald Trump was an inside job. Now, they're not the masterminds. They're the ones who just carried it out. For example, I can tell you, by the way, I'll get to that later, but there's a new story out about the Kennedy assassination that's total bullshit. And I'll cover that with you in the next segment. But I want to just right now tell you, these people will never tell you the truth about things that matter, ever. They are being run by entities who want to enslave you and depopulate you, and they want to make money on your demise. It's that simple. That is the simplest formula I can give you. And the people that control the media are probably of Nephilim blood. But oh yeah, Genesis 6, verse 4, and they were there afterward. And this is getting really popular now in Christian circles. Now, the church that's apostate, and about 80% of the church is apostate now. The church is apostate doesn't want to deal with this because they're being directed away from telling you the truth. Oh, they have to, or they'll lose their 501c3 tax deduction. But the media is controlled by evil entities. Evil, 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 evil. Genesis 6, verse 4 said, and they were there afterward. After what? The flood. Who was they? The Nephilim. Who are they? The fallen angels. Who are they? Allies of Satan that lost the war out in the cosmos when they rebelled against God, and one third of them were cast to Earth. This became their planet, people. This is. You are an alien. Actually, you're almost like, if you're a Christian, you're an illegal immigrant on the planet Earth. And they are not that numerous. And they have to enlist the help of people like Kamala Harris and Tim Walz and Barack Obama, fame, fortune. And all they have to do is subjugate humanity. They're moving towards a new world order. And if you watch the media, this is all a good thing. Open borders? What open borders? What open borders? You don't see the mainstream media going after this issue. Fentanyl deaths have killed 300,000 Americans. What fentanyl deaths? They've got a campaign commercial out right now for Kamala Harris. And again, no media outlet should run this commercial because we all know it's a lie. Kamala has greatly slowed down illegal immigration. She's all but stopped fentanyl from coming into the country. I couldn't believe when I saw this morning. And that's why I said, I got to go tell the people. Now, my family members who happen to watch mainstream media, I have shown them. This is how they manipulate the polls. they'll take 500 Democrats and 300 Republicans and say, who are you voting for? Really? What's surprising is the polls are close when they do those kinds of disparities because a lot of the Democrats want nothing to do with this. In fact, Carrie Lake recently had a press conference where she said, we got a lot of Democrats coming over. A lot. Yeah, because they got to feed their families. They got to afford to drive to work. They don't want to live in a third world country. So that's why they're shifting. But the media types are flat evil. Do you see anything about transgender children who have terrible, terrible feelings of recrimination? And this is most of them. Do you see the propaganda being pushed into our schools? Tammy is Tommy, Tommy is Tammy. You're 6 years old, you're confused as hell. So you'll accept puberty blockers while you make a decision when you're 9 years old. And then they'll cut your penis off, cut your breasts off when you're an adolescent. And oh, we're passing laws to make sure that parents don't have to be involved in these decisions. I could go, we'll make it illegal for parents to interfere with transitioning. Now, this is going across the country too. This is the fallen angel stuff. Pure evil. And they're consolidating the nations of the world by erasing borders, collapsing currencies, moving towards CBDC, which is the mark of the beast. And that's where this is headed. It's plain and simple. I mean, this is an easy roadmap to follow. I mean, I've done investigative journalism that's 1,000 times more complicated, and this is simple. And it starts with the Bible, and then you can simply use your common sense to see this. What species on the planet works against itself? What species on the planet has confused gender identity? What species on the planet makes war against itself or commits suicide in the numbers we're seeing? Do you realize right now that we're seeing estimates as high as 50% of the people in this country have some type of a mental or emotional disorder? And that's the result of the fact that we're living in such an unstable environment created by these entities that control the mainstream media. And I keep pointing this out. I mean, one of the best and most important interviews I ever did was with Dr. Epstein, Harvard-educated psychological researcher. And he makes it so simple, but he's done 8 years of research to show Google manipulates elections so their choice can win. Who controls Google? I've already told you. Genesis 6, verse 4. Those entities and their minions that serve them. It's that simple. Jim Mars, the late Jim Mars, speaking of him, he used to say on my show, there's more of us than there are of them. Yeah, but we got to get people to stand up. And right now, people are afraid to stand up. They truly are. And the other side's really desperate. I mean, it takes someone like Tulsi Gabbard who dares to speak out against Kamala Harris, and they put her and her husband on the no-fly terrorist watch list. I don't care. Stand up. Stand up. Turn the mainstream media off. Let me go back to the polls for a second. So I educate my family about how polls are constructed. They don't take into account many times the demographics, the race. Does the race make a difference in voting? To some degree. Does age make a difference? To some degree. Does religion make a difference? To some degree. And all those variables about who you put into your studies, they should be balanced to be proportional and representative of the population that you want to survey because you're trying to get a representative sample. Well, they get an unrepresentative sample to produce the results they want. Isn't it interesting? In every part of the country now, every poll now has Kamala Harris either even or polling ahead. Isn't it across the country with no exceptions? This is called groupthink. We're making you think she's going to be the winner. And you largely got about 40 to 50% of the country that operates on a level politically where they're dumber than a box of rocks. And they'll often believe the last thing that they hear. So when they go with this propaganda, they're trying to get the uncommitted to jump on board because, oh, she's the winner. And then they continue to vilify Trump. I mean, folks, it's as simple as looking at the nose on your face. First of all, you've got to create a spirit of protection around you, a veil of protection. And you can only do that by being a Christian. Seriously, are these dark entities will invade your space and they won't stop trying. The second thing that you need to do is to turn off their mouthpiece. Because when I look at some of my relatives and close friends, well, the polls are saying, excuse me, didn't we have this discussion about the polls? Well, I'm just repeating what they say. If you knew something was a blatant lie, that Abraham Lincoln was the first president of the United States, would you be repeating that if you heard it in the media? I try to tell them, you can't believe anything you see in the polls because of the unrepresentative samples. And sometimes they've been caught just making up the numbers. Where'd you get your subjects? Where'd you do the research? Do you have the questionnaires? Do you have the raw draft, rough draft copies of their responses? If you did it with writing, do you have that without their names? No? Oh, you must be making up the numbers. Statistics is something I taught for a long time. I wrote two courses in it. And I know about representative samples. And what we're seeing is nothing but a bunch of horse crap. But the mainstream media, when do you ever see the mainstream media promoting families? You don't. When do you see them promoting transgenderism, the opposite of having families, or the gay agenda, the opposite of having families? Now, if you're 18 and you want to make that decision, that's fine. That's your choice. That's your cross to bear, so to speak. But in terms of propagandizing our children, making it an industry for huge profit, big pharma and their hospital system are making a ton off transgenderism. You want to be gay? That's what you are. That's what you have to deal with. And for my decisions and the decisions those people make, we all are going to be accountable on the day of judgment. No one's perfect. No one. So, therefore, what I'm saying to you is this: all of these false beliefs come out of the mainstream media. And the schools are now a party to this. Not all of them, but most of them. Tomorrow, I'm actually interviewing for later release Diane Douglas, who used to be the state superintendent of education here in Arizona. And I met her at a GOP event I was invited to. I think it was 2018. And my late friend Fred and I went, had a great time, spent a lot of time talking to Joe Arpaio, my congressman, Paul Gosar. I got to meet Martha McSally, who was extremely impressive, who had two elections stolen from her, literally stolen by Mr. China, Mark Kelly, 20 million a year. I looked at what I was there, but one of the most impressive people I met was Diane Douglas. And if you just believe the media, this woman's a nutcase with crazy beliefs about the subversion of the education system and people trying to destroy family values. And she was saying all of this in 2016, 2017, 2018. And they made her in the media the poster child for crazy, lunatic, far-right fringe people. And I sat down and talked to her, and she was anything but. She was lucid, had common sense. She was just a regular person who wanted to make a difference. I get to interview her tomorrow. But the mainstream media attacks on her basically, caused her not to run for re-election. This is how it is, folks, with the media. You need to tune the media out. Carrie Lake, in her recent press conference I mentioned, had a great line. Press conference. She was ready to end, and she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't ask you for your question. Please, my apology. And she mentioned the guy's name from her least favorite newspaper, the Arizona Republic. It was about 10 years ago. My wife and I couldn't take anymore. And we just said, we're out of here. The Arizona Republic wasn't even worth housebreaking our puppies on. So we got rid of it. And it's just a paper that in a conservative state thrives on being liberal. But they're almost reduced now to almost being a totally online paper because the people are tired of being lied to. But I'm telling you this, do not turn on the mainstream media. Now, Fox News is controlled opposition, and it's hard not to get hooked in because Laura Ingraham and Jesse Waters will have a good show and they'll expose things, but they never take you to the promised land of solutions. They really don't. And they're not allowed to. They're not allowed to. And they'll compromise that part of their integrity to stay on the air for their $20, $25 million a year. But Fox News, their major asset manager is BlackRock. And within 2 weeks of BlackRock becoming the major asset manager of News Corp, Tucker Carlson was fired. Why? Because Tucker was talking about Dominion. Who's the asset manager for Dominion? It's BlackRock. Surprise, surprise, right? If we would all shut the media off and you just go to alternative media and you get discerning in who you're going to listen to and watch, they'd be powerless. They'd be speaking in an echo chamber. They'd lose their impact. And all we've got to do is we don't have to get into the politics, just tell people they lie. They lie about everything. I mean, the only thing that they probably tell the truth about is the temperature and what the road conditions are. Everything else is a lie. I'll give you a last example here. In her press conference, very great conference, so many good points to be made. Someone tried to ask her, well, Carrie, weren't you disappointed in your primary performance? You just won by a much less than expected margin over Mark Lamb, who, by the way, is a great guy. I hope Mark Lamb, I chose Carrie Lake, but I hope Mark Lamb gets into politics in other areas. He's the sheriff of Pinal County, and he is a great, great man, and we need him. But anyway, Carrie defeated him, and she didn't put one dime into the primary. She knew she was going to win. And they actually both ran a very clean campaign. Because I think they really respect each other. But they asked Carrie about her narrow margin of victory over Mark Lamb. Remember, she campaigned against her what will be Democratic unopposed opponent in the primary, Gallego. She looked at these people in the media and said, a narrow victory? I won by 16% without really campaigning. We knew we were going to win. I won by 16%. That's a landslide. And then she went on to say, but this is the media deception. You want to make me look less appealing and popular than I am. So you had to basically say, Republicans are turning on me because I had a close primary. She says, I didn't campaign against Mark. We didn't have a close primary, and you're left with nothing but your lies. The mainstream media is your enemy. They promote everything that's unhealthy. They promote the perverse, the child abuse. They don't cover child sex trafficking. They don't cover the rape of migrant women that have to pay that price to cross because the cartels own the border. You don't hear any of that. And you don't hear going back into Kamala Harris's past, I wrote articles on this. You saw some of it yesterday. 2013. 2013, I was covering Kamala Harris was running cover for the Sinaloas and child sex trafficking and drug running. I was really clear about that. She's been open border forever. And she's one of the principal figures when she was the DA of Alameda County in the Bay Area. And then the state attorney general, She's one of the political figures that were under the control of this Chinese operative from the CCP, last name Pak. She was one of the people that were controlled by her. And they turned San Francisco into a hellhole. Chinese objective. She serves China, she serves the cartel. And you already know this from coming here. If you're talking the cartel, you're talking China. If you talk China, you're talking the cartel. And Kamala Harris is owned by them. But you don't hear any investigations in the media. We did an investigation, Alexander Daley, Marilyn Ruppert, myself, 11 years ago, jumped into this. And I did a lot of this too on my own independently. Kamala Harris's name kept popping up. She was, I don't know if she still is, a member of the Democratic Socialist Party, exposed by Trevor Loudon, that great journalist from New Zealand, who wrote the classic book, Enemies Within. And what's the Democratic Socialist Party? Oh, that's right. It's the administrative management arm for the American Communist Party. Who endorsed Kamala? Who endorsed Barack Obama? And what's communism compatible with? Christian persecution and satanic behavior. And yet we're watching controlled media that promotes this, that want to turn your children into confused perverts. Shut them down. The mainstream media is your enemy. And the people that serve in the mainstream media are guilty. What'd they say? One of the greatest sins in the Bible? The love of money. So they'll sacrifice their integrity. Carrie Lake, by the way, was the number one broadcaster, won all these awards, both local and national, on Fox News 10. And then after the 2020 election, she saw all the BS that went on. And then she was prevented from covering it as a journalist. She has said, I'm done. I'm out of here. And this is why the media vilifies her, because she exposes what's wrong with them. People that aren't fallen angels, but people who are minions to them, people that sacrifice their integrity. Can you imagine how these people go home at night? You know, and these politicians that are controlled as well. And yeah, mommy and daddy did a really good job making your world more unsafe and more immoral today. And that's what the mainstream media does. They're all guilty of this, or they wouldn't be a part of it. They're like the Nazi guards. I was just following orders, they'd say at the Nuremberg trial. Well, we're not going to have a Nuremberg trial for the media, but God's day of judgment is coming for these people. Well, we're going to talk to you about one of the most unique interviews I ever heard. And I wouldn't even categorize it as an interview. It'd be an insult to interviews, but it was one hell of a conversation. And I was riveted. I don't have time for stuff like this to go on for 2 hours, but I was riveted. And I walked away with some very, very, very firm opinions based on what I heard. And we're going to tell you all about it right here on the Common Sense Show. We are brought to you by, no, we're brought to you by a great product. 60% of Americans cannot afford to pay their utility bills. 30% can't pay it at all. The other 30% on top of that are struggling, and they're doing things like skipping meals, whatever it would be. They're doing it to save on energy. And their homes are uncomfortable in the summer, the winter, too hot, too cold, but they're too under the gun to do anything about it. We had a shock ourselves. Our bill was $230 higher than normal, and higher than normal when we have hot days here in Arizona. The utility companies are ripping us off. And you know what most of them are? Most of them are Democratic donors. If you look into it, you'll find the shell corporations that some of their benefactors have, and they just donate like crazy through Act Blue. That's right. They do it illegally the way they're doing it. So, what I'm telling you, there's an answer. One of the biggest causes of a high utility bill is negative electricity. If you plug this device in right here, don'twastepower.com, this is what we call this. Plug this in, it straightens out negative electricity. Now, people often ask me, Dave, how much will I save? And I say, consumer, you'll save in proportion to how bad your electrical situation already is. The globalists and the people that profit from this hate this product because it works. Money back guarantee, 66% off. You've come at the right time. This is a good day to buy this. It's a good day to save money with utility bills that you can afford. Go to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. The link will be in the description box if you're listening to this on social media. Well, I listened with great attention. First of all, let me just say this. I'm going to cover this later. Trump said a couple of days ago, the media is the enemy of the people. And we're going to develop that theme later today in later segment. And he's right. He's right. Number one, let's talk about the leftist side of things in this country. They tried to assassinate, they tried to blow the head off Donald Trump with inside help. Hey, listen, you think I'm the only one saying this? Maybe you should step back and look at someone who was in the Secret Service, Dan Bongino, and look at what he's saying. We have different sources, but we're coming to the same conclusions. They tried to blow Trump's freaking head off. Number two, they're trying to disallow him to run for office with kangaroo courts and bogus charges that are nonsense, most of it having to do with election integrity. Number three, they can't have an event of which eventually over 100 million people will have listened to the discussion. It wasn't an interview, it was a discussion between Elon Musk and Donald Trump. And man, are they on the same page. Elon Musk for Commerce Secretary. What? Oh, yeah. We get a guy that understands finance and business. He would be tremendous if he would take the job. And that's a big if, but I would offer it to him if I were Trump. There was a DDoS attack against Donald Trump and Elon Musk. It's not my judgment. It's what Elon Musk says going on. Now, here, the lying media. The MSNBC liars, the CNN liars, seriously, liars. You gotta wonder how they go home to their kids and have a normal family life with the lies they perpetuate every single day. Can I give you another example? MSNBC covered Kamala Harris and Tim Walz's appearance in Phoenix, and there was a strange odor. And the cows all gathered for this event, but the people didn't come out in as great a numbers as they said. They said, here's the line to get in to see Kamala Harris. Now, with Trump, you know, that line's 3, 4, 5 hours long, right? To get in. Okay. At a church I used to go to in Phoenix, Trump appeared a few months ago, and I had relatives that went. Yeah, it was a 5 hour wait. So they go really fast on camera and make it look like, oh, wow, there are so many people there. I slowed down the MSNBC recording and I counted 241 people. Yeah, that's an overwhelming line. And they went so fast, you couldn't have kept up unless you go frame by frame by frame, which I did. Now, here's the deal. They said that it was a packed arena. That's a lie. It was not a packed arena. There's some CGI going on, but also too, the entire upper bowl of the arena was empty. It was closed off. If it was a packed arena below, there would have been a few people sitting above, and they made some mistakes. There were people that took videos there, not the mainstream media, and we see them, and there was no one in the upper. So don't give me this. It was a packed building. Trump hasn't gone to a gathering like that and not having it entirely filled. So the mainstream media lies. Here's what they said about the DDoS attack. It wasn't a DDoS attack. It was an overload of the server. How do they know that? How do they know the capabilities of Twitter? They don't. They don't. And then the EU tried to stop it by claiming censorship rights over an interview or a discussion between Elon Musk and Donald Trump. What a load of crap. Seriously. I could not believe what I was hearing. The Europeans telling us what we can talk about and not talk about on X. Big middle finger to the EU, which is controlled, and most of the leaders come from the World Economic Forum. So let's review. They've tried to kill Trump. They've tried multiple times in the courts and also tried individual actions to keep him off the ballot. Can't beat him in a fair election. They've imported millions of illegals, tens of millions, to vote to try to turn the election in Kamala's favor. And then finally, they try to interrupt the biggest political event, and it will be the biggest political event of this year. Now, they'll never have Kamala in an event like this, and I'm sure Elon Musk would be happy to help her. I came away from that with profound respect for him. I already respect him. Highly intelligent, very successful, but this man wants a free and fair America. I'm absolutely convinced of that. He'll invite Kamala on. She won't go. She hasn't taken one unscripted question since she became the front runner. And by the way, how'd she become the front runner? Through cheating, which is what the Democrats do. They disenfranchised the 14 million people who voted for Joe Biden. And Biden admitted yesterday he was forced out. They told me I would affect the races of other Democrats. And then on top of that, they're lying in their polls. And I've gone through and I've discussed some previous posts about how they're not using representative samples and they're only doing samples to get the results they want in the polls. Welcome to America and the left. This was a resounding success. And I had people contact me, Dave, I can't get on. I can't get on because they were having the DDoS attacks. And Elon Musk came on and talked about we're having a DDoS attack right now, trying to prevent us from doing this. Worst case scenario, we have fewer people and we'll play it for you later on. Well, fortunately, it looks like they overcame that and the people that wanted to get in got in. But this is how the left works. This is how they work. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want their people to hear the truth. They don't want you to hear the truth. So they try to block an event. I'm going to tell you right now, if Donald Trump gets in, it's Donald Trump against the world, and it's Elon Musk against the world. It's Vladimir Putin against the world. America will largely stand alone. Trudeau is owned by Communist China, as is Mexico. Mexico is your enemy. Are you ready to go to war? We have to make Trump win, I think, 80 to 20 to overcome the cheating that's going to go on. Later today, later segment. We're going to be covering Kamala Harris and the new lies that she's telling in her campaign. This woman wants to destroy you. With the rollback of the Trump taxes in the imposition of the new taxes, you could pay as much as 400% more. They're going to hurt Social Security. You can't have this and survive as a nation. We will not survive. You have to be a missionary of the truth. Can you imagine the 12 disciples? They knew they were going to be martyred at some point. They knew it. But it was made clear to them, if you don't go forth and spread the word about Jesus, the truth about Jesus, humanity is doomed. You have the same mission. And yeah, you should also be talking about Jesus. But you should, if you talk about Jesus, talk about in relation to saving this country. This country is morally reprobate. The Lord has taken his hand off this country, and we're under judgment, and for good reason. It's now up to us to have repentance and revival. And then you need to spread the word about why Donald Trump needs to sit in the Oval Office. Many of you don't realize you're fighting for your life.